You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Reiterating his pledge to combat the evil of clerical sex abuse, Pope Francis on Thursday stressed that at all levels, the Church will continue to apply the firmest of measures to all those who have betrayed their call and abused God's children. He was addressing members of the Pontifical Commission for the Protection of Minors, gathered at the start of their plenary assembly, during which they will assess recommendations for the protection of minors and submit them to the Pope for his approval. In prepared remarks, which he immediately set aside to be able to have a less formal exchange with those present, Pope Francis yet again described the sex abuse scandal as a terrible evil for the whole of humanity and as a very painful experience for the Church. We are ashamed, he said, of the abuses committed by holy ministers who should be the most trustworthy. Thanking the Commission for the work it is doing sharing best practices and offering educational programs, Francis reiterated his promise to respond to the evil, taking the firmest measures possible against priests and religious who abuse children in the name of a strict zero-tolerance policy. While he stressed that disciplinary measures must apply to all those who work in the institutions of the Church, he pointed out that the primary responsibility lies with bishops and superior generals, whose vocations include the vigilant protection of all vulnerable children, young people and adults. And speaking intimately, off the cuff, in a low voice, Pope Francis described pedophilia as an illness and admitted that the Church waited far too long before taking reports of clerical sexual abuse seriously. But he said, thanks to God, the Lord sent prophetic men and women in the Church who got others involved and began this work to face the problem head on. Mentioning the role of the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith, which has received criticism for processing cases too slowly, he said it will be getting more resources. And commenting on the fact that whoever is sentenced for sexual abuse of children can turn to the Pope for pardon, Francis said he had never signed one of these and never would. I'm Linda Bordoni.